Today, President Trump announced a proposal to privatize air traffic control. The plan would separate air traffic control functions from the Federal Aviation Administration, which President Trump says would reduce inefficiencies.
For too many years, our country has tolerated unacceptable delays at the airport, long wait times on the tarmac, and a slowing of commerce and travel that costs us billions and billions of dollars in lost hours and lost dollars themselves.
Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Jill, let's start with how this would be paid for. The president said it wouldn't need taxpayer money. How would the funding work?
Yeah, I mean, this, I guess, is going to be going through Congress, and it would actually really try to get this money through other means and through the budgeting process. You know, the funny thing is, this is part of the FAA's broader $35.8 billion modernization effort. It's known as NextGen. And it was already sort of in the works, right? But it was really meant to take place over a shorter period of time. National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn, he said that this system will allow for more direct routes. It would cut down in flight times and fuel usage. I don't know about that. I think that when you have every other modern aviation system running more efficiently, and with one that we have relies still on land-based radar, we really need to be switching to a GPS system.
But do you have to go private in order to do that?
Yeah, I don't think we have to go private. I mean, the issue of going private, I guess, is an interesting one because, you know, the controllers themselves have said that the process has gotten bogged down because of the threat of government shutdowns. Or, you know, we've seen there are times where we've had government not even shutting down, but like we've shut down the budgeting process. And so there's been slow implementation of this modernization process. And it's a weird thing because you're like, hey, wait, the unions are actually saying they're on board with this. They say this protects them from the threat of a government shutdown once we privatize it, and it might actually get the job done faster.
Well, tension surrounding the air traffic control workforce is not new. Back in 1981, President Reagan famously fired 11,000 air traffic controllers who went on strike. Here's a bit of his speech from then.
We cannot compare labor-management relations in the private sector with government. Government cannot close down the assembly line. It has to provide without interruption the protective services which are government's reason for being.
So a lot of history here, Jill, but what are the people who think that it's a bad idea to privatize air traffic control saying?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, there are some trade groups, because we talked about some of the air traffic controller unions being in favor of this. Some of the trade groups like the National Business Aviation Association, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, they've said that private air traffic management would give the larger airlines even more control and, frankly, threaten the private aviation market in smaller communities. There's also been some questions about whether this privatization would pose a national security risk. This, of course, being very important today in the light of what's just been happening,
right,
but especially during the transition period. Some say there could be some legal difficulties of transferring the FAA's assets into a nonprofit corporation. And of course, who would oversee it? We don't know the details yet.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Jill, thank you.
Thanks.